Blog Talk Radio.
From the Christ's tribulation, our distress, our frustration, our fame, our nakedness, our parole, our silver. It is written, for thy sake, we'll keep all the day long, we'll count it as sheep for the small. May all things the more conquered through him that love, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature, shall be able to suffer us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8. 35-39. Good afternoon, everyone. It is so good to be with you. We have an echo online. If everything seems to be off, please forgive us, but we can try to show anyway. Where is that? Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miami, Ohio area, January 7th, Friday. And it is time for your favorite radio show, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Austin. We all hope everyone is doing great this afternoon at thankful to the Lord for another day. We are glad to bring you this program at this time. We hope that we have been an aid to your Christian walk along the Christian journey. It was a psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We hear from Chatting from the Word, hope that you allow God's Word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there is so many paths out there to follow. Therefore, we on Chatting from the Word are excited to chat with you today from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. It is so grateful to be with you once again and to be bringing you this program, Chatting from the Word, hosted by Brother I believe we got a little echo online here. If the program is not coming good to you, that is the reason. So we want to ask for your forgiveness. another gift. We hope that you're ready to receive this program. I don't know how the weather is where you are, but it's kind of cool here in my Ohio area. And if it's cool where you are, we want to grab your hot cup coffee, a hot cup of chocolate, sit in your easy chair, and listen to Chatting Open Word with your brother. It is time. The last, I believe, the word. So we hope and pray that all fine. And if you listen, we hope that you're comfortable. Some may be with us at work, some may be jogging or in their car. But wherever or however you're getting our message, our program, we are appreciative of that very much. We hope that we have been an aid or a huge when it comes to your Christian life. All right? We are so glad to be with you, okay? And I am so sorry for this echo that we are experiencing at this time. Let me see here. What else did Roscoe want to talk to before we play our selection? But I think that we are going to go ahead on and play our selection. And I hope that you will enjoy. Hold on.
That was Satan Harmony. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. You know, that's one way that we as Christians relate to Father. Because you have to humble yourself. And I believe time that is the lesson for all of us to learn is humility. Most of us don't want to admit when we're wrong, and we all want to be right. But sometimes it's a good thing to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. It is like I said, it is so grateful, right? It is so good to be with you this afternoon and to be coming on the air to bring a lesson from chatting from the Word and from God's Word. And the lesson we're going to do today is it's not part two. And the reason why we call it part two, because we began it yesterday, finished it. So today we're going to try to at least jump into the meat of it, okay? And the title of the Excellency of the Power coming from 2 Corinthians 4:1-3. We will be there momentarily. But if you want to contact us while we're on the show, it's going to be 657-383-0883. Again, if you want to contact us while we're on the show, and if you want to talk with the host, and if you have anything that you want to ask your host, that is fine. You can call in, and the number is 657-383-0883. We hope that we do that. We're on at 2, Mondays to Fridays. We bring you this program. And again, we hope that you're enjoying the program that we you through Blog Talk Radio. We also bring you chatting from Twitter on YouTube. And if you've been watching us on YouTube, and like in live, living color. That's what I love to see. Listen to me for quite some time. That's one pet phrases. One of the pet phrases I love to see in live, living color on YouTube. Reading the lesson back to the base. We believe that we need to learn Jesus Christ and Him. And what's is true because I believe we just need to hear that sometimes and be a refreshing lesson for you, if I put it in that term. Telling from the Word through YouTube, that is what we are discussing. And if you have any comments, you can always put your comments on each show. On YouTube is a place where you can place your comment. And also on Blog Talk Radio, there is also a place for you to put your comment. But what your host wants to do is when you watch the show and let us know if you're enjoying this show or the one on YouTube. Give it a thumbs up, give it a thumbs down, give it a comment. Here on Chatting from Her Blog Talk Radio, you can do that. And what we want to start doing on the show is to announce your birthdays. If you have a birthday coming up, Brother Austin, do not mind announcing your birthday on your day. That is your day, and we don't mind doing it here on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word. And of course, we have an anniversary coming up. They want us to announce it here on the air. So we'll be happy to do that. That's kind of let us know when it's blessed event. And if you have anything going on where you are worshiping God, feel free to Brother Oscar because Brother Oscar is fine announcing your event. All right, before we get to time of prayer, we want to play another section for you, okay? So hold on and get momentarily. Just be real patient, Oscar, and we will bring you the next election that we're going to play here. Here we go. That you enjoyed that person, that was that was Rockefeller Company. We hope that you enjoyed that selection. Time for prayer. And if you have a request, you can call it in now if you want for the opportunity for your request. The number is 657-383-0888. If you have some that you want to last for, or if you went through some tough times in your life that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, this is the time now to come in with your prayer request if you so desire. The number is area code 657-383-0883. Time for prayer is now, and it's for Brother Oscar to pray for you. You can call your prayer in. It was James who said in James 5, at verse 16, James said, two folks, one to another and pray. One for another, he may be healed. The effectual prayer of a righteous man. The apostle James said this is a righteous, this is a prayer of a righteous avail as much. If we need in the world more of today is prayer. That the situation, the fix that the world is in today, we need God's people to truly pray for the condition of our country at this time. We need righteous people to pray for our to pray for our political party so they may be may get together and stop being so divisive and so divided. We need God to hand in mess. And if I can say that prayer that's a request for us to pray about this time, you can call it in. If not, we pray with you, please. Father, we pray for Father, thank you for this day. We thank you, Father. You showed me. You have blessed us. Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for your son, Jesus. And down on the mountain that to him may have salvation. Father, thank you for so anything. Father, we thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. Thank you for the snow. And we thank you for the cold. Oh, Father, come pray for each listener. Pray, Father, that you be with them and help them through the storm they are facing this time. Tell them, Father, they know if they just fall into your changing hands, all things, everything will be all right. So we ask, Father, that you will be my listeners. Help them in this Christian journey, walk in the straight and narrow. Father, pray by time to recognize how great you are and allow this to be the light of the world to show other people how to live for you. And Father, come pray for our program, chatting from the Word. Father, we pray that you help us to keep it on the air, help us to keep on reaching out to those to hear your word. And Father, we come praying for the lesson that's in our hearts today. We pray that we may express it in a way that somebody to be closer and live closer with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you for praying along today. And we need prayer. We need prayer. We all need prayer. And keep Brother Oscar in your prayer too, because we, Brother Oscar, prayer sometimes tough for Brother Oscar, like it is everybody else. We all got to live in this world, and sometimes as Christians walk as a Christian, get a little tough for everybody. We all are human, and sometimes it's not easy. To walk the straight and narrow. You got the world that don't be right. You have a world opposite of what the Word of God say. So pray. Pray. We all need to. So we all need to pray. One.
All right. You know, Brother Oscar been asking for donations. We'll donate to Technical No Words so that we can continue on with the message.
True belief that it's just a good thing that we may tell others Jesus Christ and remind us we keep on living the Lord. Many might say, am I my brother's keeper? Sure. I believe we should be helping each other that are Christians and truly want to go to heaven, to go to heaven and to stay strong. I don't know about you, but that's the way we see it. We all need to help. Of one another. So we want to ask that you donate to Chatting from the Word. We don't ask for Brother Oscar's not a rich man, and that's the reason why we ask for donations so that we can keep Chatting from the Word on the air and keep reaching to the Lord to hear God's word, to keep reaching to you all who want to remain strong in the Lord. So donate any amount. It will be appreciated. We're not greedy around here. $1, $10, $20, $50, $60, monthly, whatever you give. And also, if you give a one-time donation, that would be appreciated also. And also, church, if Brother Austin from the Word have, if you are your body, please donate. Put us in the budget for 2019. If we have some kind of way, someone come your way and to be in your body, part of that and add your body, please support us here at Chatting from the Word and put us in your body. Okay? And of course, if anyone, any brother who wants to help, a host show, if you want to be my co-host, we will be in your co-host. host for this meeting, because I recognize that's not Brother Oscar. This is everybody's show. This is everybody's show. So if that's a Brother Oscar, I'm going to bring a message on the world, you are welcome to do that. But let me know. Inbox me on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. And let me know. And I get the number. We can talk and I can interview you. But you can get co-host here on From a Word. Bring just 5-10 minutes message. Okay? So if you want to co-host with Oscar, give me a call. Give me Facebook. Or email me at oscar3443@gmail.com. I have a page that you can contact me at oscaryorkpublishing.com. You can leave a to that. While you're there, we have a bookstore online. I've authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in Stone, God is in Control for 21st Century, and also Riches of Strength. They're also still for 2150. And if you desire both books sell for $43 and proceeds go towards the program Getting From the Word. So do that. Order and read. And you know the awesome motto. You might just make that up. Yes, I just did. And then, with Pat, I put it like that. But when you read knowledge comes power. It's just a good thing to know how to read and know how to read the Word of God. Okay, we're going to bring a lecture to enjoy. We're going to play at this time. And we hope, George, if you can, we're going to bring you another selection. Thank you. That was Redeem My Soul, Thank in the Lord. If your soul is anchored in the Lord, whatever storm may beat or come, you will be anchored strongly and planted in Jesus Christ. And if you strongly planted and anchored in Jesus Christ. Now, those strong winds may come and toss you to and fro and may bend you, but they won't reach you out. Have you ever seen a ship that's anchored? And when a strong storm comes, that storm may beat against it and move with some, but if it's anchored strongly, it won't move out. Yeah, but that's what our faith should be if our life is true, anchored in Jesus Christ. We'd be unmovable, my friend. Okay, for the lesson, as I always say, have a copy of God's. Go get a copy of God's word before we get into the lesson. And for those who do have your copy of God's word, we appreciate you very much, okay? And as always, we enjoy your lessons on Mondays to Fridays and Mondays on YouTube on chatting from the Word. Our hope is that we are learning God's Word together so that when we close our eyes and judgment day comes, that He will wake up welcoming us on home where we will pass in all eternity with Him. And my favorite thing to say, I don't want to go to hell. To you, and you do let me know, okay? Because heaven is too important to miss. And the way Jesus described hell, I don't want to go. I want to be with my Lord, not because I don't want to go to hell, but I want to be with my Lord because I love Him, and I love Him down here. I'm with Him. I want to continue on being with Him through all eternity. All right, but where are we coming from? As I said, from 2 Corinthians 4. And we're going to quick read it again, like we did yesterday. Hope we have time to talk about it. If we don't, we can always continue Monday because we come on Monday. We'll be on next Monday with both shows. All right. Here, the Apostle Paul said, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor held the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our God be hid, it appeared to them that are lost, in whom God of this have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have the treasure, the earthen vessel, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. The excellency of a power, my friend, is in God. The Apostle Paul was talking by him and others that are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here Paul said, now, we have, as we have seen mercy, we say now, we all, God have all given us mercy. And some of us really don't recognize how good and how wonderful and how beautiful our Lord is. But when He died on the cross, that should have been enough. Christ became sin. My friend, I was mercy. And here Paul recognized that it's by the mercy of God that we faint not. But he says that we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not calling words God deceitfully. Now let me do this, and I want to back up a little bit. Now when we are talking about excellency, we are talking about excellent things, number one, something good, something perfect, something wonderful. And some want to hang on excellence, your excellency. But I'm going to tell you this morning, the only excellency, or the excellent power is God. And Paul is saying that this ministry that they have, this ministry that they're part of, they are handling it. Because, first of all, they have renounced the hidden thing of dishonesty. Men, the day of the gospel, Jesus Christ, they handle the word dishonesty. Many are teaching something that's contrary to God's word. Many do not stick with the excellency of the power of God. They want self instead of Jesus Christ. And here Paul is saying that we've given up. We don't walk in craftiness. Many today are teaching and walking in craftiness. And when they're walking in craftiness, well, we are there. They are walking in the way of being deceiving and being deceitful. And then are out there being deceived and being deceived. And that's why we as a child of God must be guard deceitful men are teaching that gospel, or call themselves teaching the gospel. And for now, just because you're teaching that, is it the gospel, if our gospel is here, it is he them that lost, whom the God of this world had blinded my them which believe. Oh, many are blind by money, by gain, by churches who deceitfulness, they are blind, and since they are blind, friend, they are not deceiving the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why I call them this. I'm chatting from the word, because they are deceived in the name of religion. And here, I'm chatting from the word, we're from the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is every time we study, we're not here. You get your Bible so that you can see your brother Oscar is coming from, and he's trying to guide you the right way. This is all Oscar to do when he tells you about Jesus Christ, is to guide you in the right way. All right? This is getting good. Every time that he has to stop and pick up again, okay? Because this is a very best for all of us to receive, all right? And please, our Father, which I have, thank you for the same special time that we have together, Father, for chatting from the word for each of us. Good day, Father. And this name, pray. I know it was all nice chatting with you today from chatting. Have a wonderful day. Bye bye.